Is anyone there? Hello?
Hi there, little one. Are you okay?
No, I'm lost. I'm scared and I'm all alone.
Oh, don't be scared. You're not alone. Not while I'm here. What's your name?
Goldie, I think. I'm a cat.
Yes, I can see that. Oh, you're very cute. Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we stick together and try to figure out what's going on? I could even carry you for a while.
Okay, that sounds nice. What's your name?
You know, it's a funny thing. I can't remember. I don't know who I am or how I got here.
The Blue Tower Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 6.
I finished searching the whole ship, guys. No sign of Hannah Jo.
That confirms F-23's readings. There's no response on the radio either. I don't like it, guys. We've landed, but none of us can remember when or how. And Hannah Jo is missing.
I've been checking the readings for outside. Looks like we're in some sort of large bunker connected to a series of corridors. If Hannah Jo is out there, I may be able to track her with my advanced robot sensors.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
This place is so strange. The ground feels almost spongy.
My eyes must be playing a trick on me. The further we go, the further away those hills seem.
Well, Goldie, quite the motley band of characters we've picked up as we've walked around, isn't it? Everyone seems as lost and confused as we are.
I don't know. Some of them make me feel quite nervous.
Oh, sure! Just call me a huge, creepy, bear-toothed, socially repugnant monster just because I'm a duck! You guys are pretty strange-looking, too. What kind of cat are you, stuffed bucket? Sure, I'm a talking duck, but you! I've never seen anything like you before!
Never mind that, Mr. Duck. Goldie didn't mean any harm.
Really? Well, that's all right, then. What's your name? I'm slightly confused. I guess we all are.
I know my name. It's Miriam. I just remembered as we were walking.
I remember something too. Johanna. I think I'm looking for her.
That name rings a chord with me as well.
Me too. I think I want to play with her.
Well, not me, little girl. I don't know any Johanna. But still, I'm sticking with you, turkeys. At least you're going somewhere.
Yes, that seems to be the best option for now. I too will stay with you.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. Hey, that's a snazzy vest you've got on with that big funky tassel. What's your name?
It's a waistcoat. And as for my name, as far as I can tell, I'm just a fox.
Look, a staircase. It looks like it goes up to the surface of this world.
Now that we are outside, I can begin to scan this world properly for Hannah Jo. Stand by. I am getting very unusual readings.
Well, that's not surprising. Look at this place. It's all confused, shiny and mostly orange.
And sparkly. Is this mixed up land again?
No, it's different than that. Look at the ground here. What is it made of?
It's soft. I keep getting my clothes stuck in it.
My sensors indicate a combination of sugar, glucose syrup, invert sugar syrup, water, gelatin, wheat starch.
It's marshmallow. It tastes like marshmallow.
My sensor readings cannot make tails or heads of this place. But I can read a group of life forms traveling ahead nearby. At least one of them reads as human.
Hannah Jo, quick everyone, let's go!
Hey everyone, there's something up ahead!
Careful everyone! That little feline could be leading us into a trap!
Don't be ridiculous! Come on everyone! Whoa, sensory overload! Let's see, take it one thing at a time. Swimming pool, playground, bouncy castle, giant gingerbread houses, ice cream everywhere.
I know this place!
It's a party! Now that's more like it! Come on, you guys, it's time to boogie down!
Now hold on a minute, take it slow.
Lady, I'll take it any way I want. I remember now, I'm Bo the Duck, and I can limbo like there's no tomorrow! Woohoo!
Well, I guess we didn't come here for nothing. Let's go check it out.
Miriam, you're here!
Avery, wow, is Johanna here?
I haven't seen her, but we're all at the pool eating sundaes and watching the cat from outer space. You wanna come?
You bet I do. See you guys. Bye.
Looky, guys, chocolate banana cheesecake with peanut butter frosting. This is the place for me.
I don't know, guys. I always feel more comfortable staying on the move.
But why? What's out there for us but more wandering? This is a place we can settle down. At least until something more interesting happens.
Well, maybe you're right, Fox. Maybe I'm just being selfish. We can give it a shot.
Alan, according to my sensors, the ground appears to be getting thinner. But at the same time, it seems that the breadth of this land is increasing.
So it's stretching out, but getting shallower at the same time.
We'd better find Hannah Jo quickly. Come on, everyone. Let's pick up the pace and run or hop to wherever Hannah Jo is.
Hey, I just brought out a huge bowl of chicken on a bone. Don't you want to have some?
I don't think so, Goldie. I'm not really hungry. I'm a bit restless. I keep feeling like I'm missing something. Of course, it would help if I could just remember my name.
Hannah Jo. Your name is Hannah Jo.
What? Who's that? You guinea pig. You look familiar.
I should. I'm a friend, and I have a message directly from your subconscious. It is time to start remembering. I think it's going to be pretty important that you do.
Hannah Jo. Yes, my name is Hannah Jo. I do remember that, but I still don't know how I got here or where I am.
I know. This place weirds me out, and I just got here. It's not a normal land, is it? Not like all the others you've been to.
No. For one thing, you just turned up out of my memory. That's not normal. For another, there's Goldie.
Me? What about me?
Well, Goldie, it's like this. You're a talking cat.
So, he's a talking guinea pig, Bo's a talking duck, and there's lots more.
Yes, but Bo and the others, they're animals. But you, well, you're stuffed. A stuffed cat toy. You're not a robot or a machine, just a cloth cat with stuffing inside, and yet...
And yet, you walk and talk.
I'm a toy, really?
So you see, you can't be real. Not in the normal way.
And that tells you that you can't stay here, Hannah Jo. For once, this world isn't really in any danger, but you are.
But what can I do about it?
Hannah Jo, you taught me to go in every possible direction. You've been going back and forth across this land. Where haven't you gone yet? Can you see it?
I can. How is that possible? How could I not have seen that before?
I guess you weren't ready. Your mind still needed to adjust. But now time is short, and you need to get moving.
Bo! Bo! I need to talk to you!
Well, you're gonna have to wait your turn! I'm trying to get this little baby here to give me another strawberry milkshake! Come on, baby! Cough it up!
Strawberry, yum!
I found my name, Bo! It's Hannah Jo! And we're in trouble!
The only one in trouble here is this baby if she doesn't give up the goods! Sure! Just pull out my feathers and subject me to cruel emotional torture!
That sounds like fun! Cute little ducky!
Bo, listen! This place, it isn't right! Haven't you noticed? You can see almost through the trees! It almost feels like the ground is going to break under your feet!
You know, come to think of it, it does feel strange! I just assumed it was something unfair the world was doing to me, just because I'm a duck.
Bo, as fun as this party is, if we don't figure out what's going on, I think we could be in a lot of trouble. And I've been wondering if you don't belong here any more than I do. I think you should follow me, down these stairs.
Stairs? What are you talking about? Hey, where did those come from?
They've been here all along. We just needed someone to show them to us. Hey, who's that following us?
Excuse me, Hannah Jo. I couldn't help overhearing you. Would you mind if I were to accompany you as well?
Me too, Hannah Jo. I don't want to stay if the world is disappearing.
But Goldie, if I'm right, you're not in any danger. It's only us. If we're not from this world, we could be in trouble.
Trouble? Ha! I chew up trouble every day for morning tea. Hey, look up ahead in that room. Whoa, Mama! What is that?
That's my ship. That's the Johanna.
My sensors tell me Hannah Jo was in the midst of this party. But there is no sign of her now. Oh, I keep tripping over these lollipops and all these friendly cats. Oh, excuse me, sir.
What's that, sonny? You'll have to speak up. These old ears aren't what they used to be.
Hey, it's you. The old turtle from I Hope These Turtles Don't Destroy Everything Land. Or at least that's what they used to call it. What are you doing here?
I'm here because of you, Kitten Kamala. The longer you're here, the more your own thoughts and memories into this crazy dream.
Dream? I'm dreaming you. I don't even know your name.
And so neither do I, actually. But this little baby here keeps calling me Frederick.
Foggy. That's Foggy. You're Foggy. He's Foggy.
I think it's just because I'm green. I saw your friend. She went downstairs.
Downstairs? How could there be a downstairs when the ground itself is thinning out?
Alan, the organic bunny, Here it is. A staircase.
You're right. Where'd that come from?
Come on, guys. Thanks, Mr. Turtle.
No problem. Just take it easy.
Bye-bye.
It's these days.
So, this is it, eh, Hannah Jo? This is what you've been searching for? Your ship?
This isn't the Gehenna that I was after.
It's a nice ship, Hannah Jo, but it's got no pizzazz. Maybe if you stuck a racing stripe along the side or something. Or painted some lightning bolts on these seats. Hey, what have you got there?
Just a radio. Well, folks, what do you think? Should we start her up?
Well, if the world is in danger like you think, then maybe you should. Try to get out of here as soon as possible.
Problem is, the fabric of this world is so fragile. I think that firing the engines would punch a hole in the ground, even in this reinforced bunker. And that, I suspect, would be bad.
You think so?
But you'd like that, wouldn't you, Fox? That's exactly what you want me to do. Quick, everyone, follow me!
What are you doing? Oh,
I don't understand, Hanja. How come you locked the Fox in your ship?
Because I've got my memory back, and the Fox is our enemy. The ship won't hold him for long. Quick, Goldie and Bo, down here. We've got one more piece of the puzzle to find. Alan, come in, Alan. Are you there?
Alan here, Hannah Jo. Where are you? We've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm in some sort of underground bunker, and the Fox is chasing me. Get here as soon as you can, but watch out for the Fox.
There's another door here. Let's see what's behind curtain number two.
This is it. I knew it. I knew there'd be something like this around here. Look there, in the middle of all those tubes. It's like a hospital gurney with a little girl sleeping on it and hooked up to some monitors.
That's her. That's Johanna. She's my friend. Is she okay?
She's asleep, but it looks like she's stirring. She'll wake up soon.
Hannah Jo, there you are. Are you all right?
Alan, you guys found me.
F-23 was able to track you down, Hannah Jo. What is this place?
This whole thing doesn't make any sense. We went upstairs to the surface, traveled for hours, and then we came downstairs again to the same place.
I'm beginning to understand. This world, it's not real. It's like a dream.
A dream? That's crazy. I've had dreams before, and they were nothing like this.
That's because they're not your dreams, Bo. It's hers. That little girl. That explains the stairs. Dreams are like that, aren't they? And this is Johanna's dream, and that's why you all knew her. And if I'm right, she's dreaming about her favorite things. Goldie, you're probably a toy she loves, and Miriam is her friend.
Yeah, and I'm probably a talking duck that she travels with around the countryside in a beat-up pickup truck while she learns to play the blues.
Yeah. But if we're in her dream, how can we be looking at her?
Because she's in the dream, too. This is Johanna, in Johanna's dream. Somehow the Fox got into her dream, captured her in this bunker, and hooked her up to all these machines.
But why? Another mad scheme for food?
Wrong. It's a trap. A trap that you fell into very easily.
Look out, Hannah Jo, it's him, the Fox.
You don't remember, do you? You were easy to fool. A little distress call from Chicken Land, a strange energy reading, a problem to solve, and the next thing you know, you're my prisoner here in Dreamland.
But only for as long as Johanna is asleep. She's waking up, and Dreamland is disappearing.
But then, what will happen to all of us?
Well, if you belong to her dreams, you'll probably just go back to her imagination until she dreams again. Like I said, there's probably a real you in her real life. But for those of us from the real world, the dream will disappear around us.
Leaving us drifting in the eternal void between life and consciousness, where time and space have no meaning.
That's bad, right?
Indubitably.
And thus my trap is fulfilled. Ha ha!
But what about you? How are you going to get away?
It's the waistcoat, Hannah Jo. The waistcoat is the key. According to my portable data scanalyzer, it's really a trans-dimensional parachute. And that tassel is the ripcord. If we can get it off of him...
Another rabbit trail, rabbit. It's key to my genetic signature. It only works for me. It will take me, and me only, safely to Johanna's world. There's no hope for you.
Wrong. If there were no hope, he would have left already rather than trying to keep us from finding Johanna. Quick, Alan, move her to the ship.
Don't be foolish, Hannah Jo. I'd never
and
let you...
And I won't let you not let me.
Hannah Jo!
Go, Alan! Get her hooked up to the Johanna!
Come on, everyone, let's go!
What are we doing, Alan?
I know what Hannah Jo is thinking. thinking. If we get Johanna to the Johanna and wire her equipment to our star drive, then when she wakes up and returns to the real world, she'll take us and the ship with her.
What about Hannah Jo?
Don't hesitate, Kitten Kamala. She's counting on us.
Don't be ridiculous, Hannah Jo. You've never been able to defeat me in physical combat. Ha! At last!
Do your worst, Fox. I'm not afraid of you.
You should be. You're alone, Hannah Jo. At my mercy.
No, she's not alone. Not why I'm here.
Goldie!
What? An animated stuffed cat? I'll try not to feel threatened.
You acted like a friend, Fox. That was not very nice.
And what do you intend to do about it, you little ball of fluff? You think you can beat me in a fight?
Not important, Fox.
What?
No! She just has to distract you while I do this!
No! Don't pull the ripcord!
Bye-bye, Fox.
Goldie, you did it. You saved me.
Oh, sure. Just ignore my particularly salient contribution.
Oh, Bo. Thank you as well. Come on, let's get to the ship.
Hannah Jo, when you go, can you take me with you?
You, Goldie? But why? You're part of the dream. When it disappears, you'll still be there in the real world.
If you're what, I won't be able to talk or move or think. I don't want to do that. I'll just stay like I am.
Careful, guys! The ground is beginning to crack!
Dreamland is getting so thinned out, even the bunker is getting too weak to hold us. Look out, Goldie!
Don't worry, Goldie, I've got you. You're not missing out on your chance to become a real cat, not on my watch.
I did not know you could fly.
Of course I can. I'm Bo the Duck, and I fly. More than that, I've got a complicated and nuanced personality.
There they are. Hannah Jo, quick, get in. We've only got a few seconds.
Made it. Come on, Bo, you're almost there.
This is as far as I go, Hannah Jo. Catch.
Ah!
I got her. But Bo, where are you going?
Out another way. I remember now. I've got a souped-up time-traveling Winnebago with racing decals on the side, hidden down the other end of this corridor. I'll be fine. See you later, you clowns. Bah!
Bo!
No time to worry about him, Goldie. Either he's a dream and he'll be fine, or he's telling the truth and he's got his own way out of here.
Close the door, Kitten Kamala. Johanna's waking up.
Got it. And not a moment too soon. What happened to the fox?
We had to send him to the real world. Doesn't that mean he escaped?
Don't you worry. We'll find him again. He's gone to the same place that we're going. Okay, everyone, buckle in.
Johanna is wired into the Johanna. Hannah Jo, as she awakes, our ship should travel with her.
That's the theory, anyhow.
Well then, it's time to test it out. Ready, Goldie?
Ready.
Good, because like it or not, here we go. Hold tight, everyone.
This has been The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 6, starring Barbara Ward, Ben McClure, Johanna McClure, Dave Thiel, Alyssa McClure, Rod Lobaugh, Miriam Lobaugh, Avery Wiener, and Laurel McClure, and Anis Erickson. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
Winnebagos are the way to go, baby! Oh, sure!